Welcome to the Start Your Own Cleaning Business podcast, hosted by the Clean Up Now system. This is Evan, and thank you for tuning in. I want to talk about using social media with your cleaning service business. One of the things I do is I build websites for clients, along with consulting. The Cleanup Now system includes a business website that you can use for your cleaning business. And one of the main reasons clients use this service is they want to integrate social media. This, of course, is a good idea. There's one thing, though, I notice that happens that everyone should be aware of and you should keep on top of, and that is if you're going to have social media pages and you're going to have them on your website, you need to keep them updated. I've noticed that many people will, post regularly in the beginning, maybe the first week or two, and then it starts to get, a week goes by, and then 2 weeks go by to the next post, and then 3 weeks go by, and then months go by, and people are going to your social media pages, and they may be wondering why you're not posting. They might think, well, maybe they went out of business, or maybe they're not too up on their business. Maybe they're lazy. Maybe they're not, detail-oriented. So if you're going to have social media pages, you need to keep them current. And it's very easy to just let it slide day after day after day, week after week after week. If it's something that you find difficult to do, if it's like social media is not something that you personally are interested in and you don't have an innate desire to keep on top of it, I would not have any social media presence for your cleaning business. You don't need to. It helps. It's only going to get more popular. It's only going to become more normalized. But social media is not going to bring you a lot of immediate work. It's more of a long tail branding and vetting type of tool. You're not an internet entrepreneur. You're not a tech person business. So it's not vital to your business. I have many clients that have no social media presence, and they focus on direct local marketing. And that's, to be honest, from what I've seen, 5 times more effective than social media. So when you're first starting your business, direct marketing is going to have a much bigger impact as far as getting you actual clients in a short time frame. But it really does help to have a website on your marketing materials so they can go check out your website and get to know you on their own time, in their own way, at their own pace, no pressure. So a website is very powerful on your printed materials. Social media can also help, as long as you use social media in a smart way. That means keep your pages updated. Do not get involved in politics or religious beliefs. Keep it professional. Keep it about your business. And this is, as we all know from the news, this is a trap people fall into over and over and over again. Making emotional tweets and posts based on personal opinion or perspective. So if you're going to have business social media pages, keep it about your business. Keep it about your clients and how you're going to serve them and how you're going to help them solve their problems. Stick only to that and do it at least weekly. Don't post every day. Just post 2 to 3 times a week. Once a week is fine. Once a week for a cleaning service is about perfect. Don't let it go more than 2 weeks. So that's just a quick tip about using social media with your cleaning business. Oh, and another reason to have social media pages is to help your website with ranking. Now, Google and Bing and the such will say that it has no impact. It's not true. Many, many, many SEO people have tracked it, and it does have an impact. If for no other reason than it's just It gets your website crawled quicker. The spiders find it through your social media pages. It's also very likely that Google is using it as one of the markers in their algorithm, one of their, I can't think of the word I want, but one of their criteria in their algorithm that will determine that you are a reputable and targeted, well, appropriate website, is they will vet you through your social media history. So it's not always a direct result of social media that's going to impact your business. It can also be things like search engine algorithms determining the value of your website. That can have an impact on your business. It may be something that you didn't even know existed, that you certainly weren't thinking about while you're cleaning the house. So another good reason to have social media, but don't overdo it. You don't need every type. Just pick two. One is fine, but two. Do not have 3 to 5 unless you really enjoy doing it. Like, you really enjoy uploading pictures to Instagram. You really enjoy creating boards and following people on Pinterest. If you do, that's great, because that you can turn that interest to a positive for your cleaning business. If these are things you have no interest in, I would recommend that you just only have a business Facebook page and that you post to it once a week about your business, about your clients, about serving your clients, and leave it at that and focus more on direct local marketing. The Cleanup Now system is the best and longest selling business system for starting a cleaning business. The Cleanup Now system features over 150 tools and tactics designed to guarantee your success. Some examples of tools are a business website, marketing designs that match your website, social media integration, editable press releases, and editable contracts. Start your cleaning business the smart way. Start it with the Cleanup Now system. This has been the Start Your Own Cleaning Business podcast, hosted by the Cleanup Now system. My name is Evan. I am the creator and owner of the Cleanup Now system. You can learn more about this business system and my services at start-cleaning-business.com. Thanks for tuning in.